The opinions expressed by William A. Smith and guests on this radio show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, it is recommended to seek advice from a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine whether it is suitable for your specific situation.
This is Retirement Solutions with your host, Bill Smith, and your co-host, Jarrett Lang, licensed insurance professionals and investment advisor representatives of Great Lakes Retirement, Inc., an Ohio registered investment advisor. Bill is the founder and CEO of W.A. Smith Financial Group and CIO of Great Lakes Retirement, Inc., and the author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever. Featured in the Wall Street Journal and Smart Money Magazine, Bill and his co-host Robin Swoboda can be seen every Sunday at noon on ABC News Channel 5 on his TV show, Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith. Are you ready? Retirement Solutions starts now.
All right. Good morning, folks. Welcome out to the show once again here. I'm awful chipper for early morning time, huh, Jared? I mean, we've been doing this show for, you know, I was looking at this the other day. We were updating our company history and timeline, and you realize we have been doing radio for 9 years. And 2016 will be 9 years on the air. We've been producing this radio show. Now, that has existed in various forms throughout the years. But 9 years.
It's a long time.
Long time. Spreading the message. And things have changed, and certainly. And you speak of change, I can't help but think about milestones, because every year we're all getting older. And a lot of times, when we were putting this show together, I said, well, you know what? Let's do retirement milestones. Because when most of you plan for your retirement, how do you plan it? And I know what most people say, and not because I've asked this question quite frequently, is, well, I'm going to retire when I can get my pension or when I can get Social Security. So we created a show today that's going to cover retirement milestones. These are milestones in which you could impact your retirement, number one, could help you retire easier, number two, and then we're going to also talk about 8 specific events that could happen that could either derail or take you completely off path for retirement.
Yep.
So retirement milestones, and let's call them events, that can literally derail you from your retirement plan. So very good. And I know you're going to have a lot of questions. And as we say every single week, Jared, tune into the TV show, because you know, today at noon on News Channel 5, my co-host and I, Robin Swoboda, we're going to break this down and really talk about this on the TV show. But more importantly, our money board shows an example. You're not going to want to miss this. So if you can't make the show, DVR it. Our money board shows you 2 scenarios. We have Bob and Mary, who run completely out of money before they die. And we have Bob and Mary in a second example, right? 2 examples where they never run out of money. So what were the difference in the 2 scenarios? You got to tune into the show to figure it out. But don't miss it, because I'm going to lay it out for you on the board. I mean, if you're somebody who does not want to run out of money before you run out of life, make sure you tune into the show today. News Channel 5 at noon, we're on our money board. I break this down for you.
Yeah, and call us today if you have questions. If you've got a retirement in mind, a target, a date, if you hear us talk about one of these milestones, you go, oh, wait, that's me. I was planning to do that. You want to call us right away. Guideline is open, toll-free, 877-51-GUIDE. Just call the number. I want to talk to Bill. I want to talk to Jarrett. Set up an appointment. Come in and see us.
Jared, let's talk about something. You know, people call the show. People come in from the TV show. Are you tired? I mean, are you losing money, number one? are you losing money, number one? And if you are, it's time right now to pick up the phone. Give us a call. Call us here on the guideline. If you're losing money, you don't have a plan. Do you have a plan? Do you have a written plan? The answer is no. You need to pick up the phone and dial the number Jarrett just mentioned.
Yep, toll free 877-51-GUIDE. Just remember that, 877-51-GUIDE.
Let us help you take the volatility out of your retirement. All right, retirement milestones. Let's jump in. Big one. Jarrett, jump in. Well, first one,
let's start
young
with,
age.
We're talking age-based milestones first, and the first one is age 55, and this is probably one of the ones that most people don't understand. It really revolves around 401ks, employer-sponsored plans, and if you choose to retire early, potentially, or even if I'll jump forward, if you're forced out early sometimes, too, this could take effect. So age 55, and it's being able to take money out of a 401k or a tax-deferred employer account prior to that IRS age of 59 and a half without that 10% premature distribution penalty.
Yeah, there's several exceptions to the 10% penalty. So if you're under 59 and a half, I'd encourage you to grab the phone right now and give us a call on our guideline. We have a list we can send you.
Mm-hmm.
There is a list of several exceptions to the 10% penalty. So let me back up, Jarrett, and let's reiterate this for folks. So if you're an individual who owns an IRA, a 401k, or any what is called a qualified account, it's qualified to be taxed, meaning when you take money out, there's tax due. If you're under 59 and a half, there's an extra 10% tax, or call it penalty, under that age. And Jarrett just mentioned one exception to that rule is age 55. So when we've put plans together for folks, we've been able to show you how to very creatively draw an income for a period of 4 years and 6 months, right? 4 years and 6 months before, and then we can jump over to another bucket of retirement. Here's where people go wrong. I see it all the time. Everybody wants your money, you know, so they convince you, roll over your 401k, give me your money. And you know what? They may or may not have a clue about this. They're not really planning. All they're doing is selling product, right? You may not have been aware of this rule, and all of a sudden we come along. And I've seen this time and time again. Somebody comes in, they want to retire. They retired after 55, but they're still under 59 and a half. The broker they were working with didn't have a clue, right? Rolled over their money, and we're sitting there going, okay, well, we did have an option.
Not anymore.
A perfect option, but not anymore. So this is where you need somebody who's really going to help you plan first, then begin to talk about what's the best strategy, right? How do you implement the plan? So big one, number one, is age 55. The next one then is that magical 59 and a half. Once we reach 59 and a half, then now the extra 10% penalty goes away, or tax, let's call it an extra 10% tax. It goes away. Now, what we're able to do is take any amount of money out of our 401ks, IRAs, whatever you want to call them, with no penalties or no extra tax of 10%.
And we're specifically talking to those of you who retire and maybe your Social Security payment or your pension that you might get through your employer, it's just not going to cover the bills. And if you're lucky enough to have saved some money in these plans and you're looking at these account balances and going, well, I should be able to get that extra $1,000 or that extra $2,000 a month that I need out of my 401k or my IRA, age 59 and a half is a milestone that a lot of you look to say, well, if I can just get to age 59 and a half, I'll be able to spend this money. I'll give you a perfect example. I talk about my father all the time and his situation, and he was precisely the 59 and a half age milestone plan. He wanted to work and retire at age 60, and he knew he had to get to 59 and a half so that he wasn't getting hit with that 10% penalty.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to derive a plan around that for him. But you have to understand that that's the key. 55 and 59 and a half are the first two.
You know, there are other exceptions to that. Again, we can show you how to, there are a few other exceptions to that 10%. If you want to know what they are, you got give us a call here at the guideline. Jarrett, that number?
Yep, 877-51-GUIDE. 877-514-8433.
We got a lot more to talk about, but we do need to go to break because coming up after the break, we're going to talk about... we have one, two, three, four. We have five more age-based milestones to cover for you. So stay with us. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Want to learn more about your investments and money? Tune in Sundays at noon on Cleveland's ABC News Channel 5 to watch Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith and Robin Swoboda. Bill and Robin discuss the cold hard facts about today's retirement landscape and give you helpful information and tips on your money. Don't miss Retirement Solutions Sundays on Cleveland's ABC News Channel 5 at noon to learn new strategies and ideas for your retirement. Tune in to Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith and co-host Robin Swoboda Sundays at noon on Cleveland's ABC News Channel 5.
Can you afford to go through another major market cycle like in 2008? Have you made the appropriate portfolio changes to protect yourself from another crash? W.A. Smith Financial Group can show you how to protect your retirement with the Portfolio Stress Test. Call 1-877-51-GUIDE right now to schedule your free portfolio stress test to determine your current risk and loss exposure in the stock market. A $250 value. Take advantage of a free portfolio stress test by calling 1-877-51-GUIDE and let W.A. Smith Financial Group teach you how to protect your hard-earned dollars for retirement. Appointment slots are limited and will go quickly. Call now at 1-877-51-GUIDE and protect your retirement.
This is Retirement Solutions. And now, your host and author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
All right, welcome back in, folks. Talking about retirement milestones today. You know, you think about, you know, when you build a plan, when do you retire, how do you retire, how do you do it? And again, as I mentioned before, most people, when we ask the question, when are you going to retire, they're going to be, they usually give us a date, a time, a point in the future that are one of these milestones. And what we find is that we always ask that magic question, Jared, and that is if you could retire sooner than the date you selected, would you? So let me ask all of you, would you retire sooner than the date you have in your mind, if you could, if it were feasible? If you answer yes to that, it's second opinion time. Give us a call. Let us show you some strategy and some planning on ways in which you may be able to get that done for yourself. But you got to get that second opinion because most of the time, you may or may not be working with somebody who specializes in this. There's all kinds of people that call themselves retirement planners. But really, quite frankly, all they are is product salesmen. All they are is out there to sell you product. Now, I'm not going to mistake anything here because, you know, we want to manage your money too, quite frankly. That's the reality of it. But we don't start there. We're not, you know, we're not product pushers. We don't care if it's A, B, or C, as long as it's going to fit the need for you and for your plan, right? So you have to have that plan first, fundamentally, based on your fingerprint, your situation. All right, milestone number three. Now, we're going to flip gears a little bit, and that's Social Security, 62.
Yeah, probably the biggest milestone people use. You know, I want to retire, and I'm going to wait until I can collect on Social Security. And, of course, if you know anything about it, the earliest you can collect Social Security is age 62. And people are itching to get to that age of 62 so that they know they have some stream of income coming in, especially if you've paid into Social Security all your life. And then the question comes in, well, is it smart to collect it early? Should I wait and delay it? What's the best way to go? And quite frankly, if you knew when you were going to kick the bucket, if you knew when you were going to die, that question, the answer to that would be really, really easy. But we don't know when we're going to die. So age 62 is the first option you have.
You know, when we give somebody advice on this, by the way, there's so many factors that go into this. It's not just, look, the reality is, you know, if you want to maximize your benefit, very easy answer to all of you. Wait till 70 to collect it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be your highest payout factor. But the reality is when you collect it has more to do with the rest of your assets, when your pensions kick in, if you have any, how your investments look, what your lifestyle will look like, will you have any debt? literally, the analysis is really dependent upon the rest of your picture. It's like piecing the puzzle together. And once you piece the puzzle together and look at it in the way we present it to you, it's very clear and easy for you to be able to make an educated decision once we present, hey, look, there's two or three ways we can do this. Take it at 62, we can do spousal benefits. You know, there's several ways to collect, as Jarrett said. But next one we want to talk about is Medicare.
Yep.
Medicare eligibility, age 65. A lot of people say, ooh, we need to wait to 65 because then we don't have to pay for as much of a health insurance premium. And that can be a huge component of your budget. So if you're paying, insurance could cost anywhere from $1,000 to $1,800 a month. Now, so if your budget was $5,000 and all of a sudden you need $6,000 or $7,000, that's a huge percentage of your overall budget. So we do see this as a big component on when people are structuring on when they retire. But again, you have to really kind of take a look at it.
And I would argue, too, so many people come in with the plan that they're going to go at 62 or 3 or 4, and they got their budget laid out, and they go, well, I think I need this amount of money a month. And I go, well, have you thought about health insurance? Because once you leave the employer, you're no longer covered under their plan, and you know, the light bulb goes off, and they go, oh,
forgot about that.
So that's an issue, especially when it comes to budget and cash flow planning, which is arguably the most important thing about your retirement. So have a handle on it, age 65.
I know none of you want to do that, by the way,
well,
budget.
It's important.
I think, and by the way, the budget is the single most important thing that any of you listening can do, period. Now, I'm not suggesting that, you know, because even when you know you're good and you have plenty, it will shock you when you sit down and see where your money goes. Look where your money goes. You cannot run a company that way. So why do you, as a household, you're running a business. Your business is your household. It's your life. And most people don't know where the dollars are going. How can you do that? I can't run a company without not knowing that, right? We have to know that. So we coach you through that. We coach you up. We got very simple tools on helping you build this. We can literally, our simplest tool will allow you to build your budget in less than 1 hour. Less than 1 hour, or in some cases, even faster.
Mm-hmm.
So very important. You get that, get it figured out. We go from there. 65, too, Jared, is also another next milestone. Beyond Medicare, which is 65, there's most pensions are structured around age 65. So if you're fortunate enough to have a pension, you know, you're amongst a very a very elite group. I don't know if it's an elite group,
declining,
but it's a very
few.
It's like a dinosaur, mm-hmm. right? I mean, there's very few people actually have a pension, and the younger you are, the odds are you most likely do not have a pension. Very few young people have one. So many people structure their retirement about when they can take their pensions, right? So very important to really kind of look at all those things. Jared, I know we need to jump into a break here, but after the break, I want to get into, there's a couple more key components of this.
Yep.
And I want to talk to all of you about what can cause the plan to implode.
It's time for you to give us a call toll free. The guideline is open. Dial it 877-51-GUIDE. That's 1-877-514-8433. You can also go to the website. Visit us on the web at wasmithfinancial.com. And do not forget, tune in to News Channel 5 today at noon. Catch Bill and his co-host Robin Svoboda on Retirement Solutions, where we're talking about this very same stuff here.
No, we have a contest on the money board about whose bucket is better. Don't miss it. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
Want to learn more about your investments and money? Tune in Sundays at noon on Cleveland's ABC News Channel 5 to watch Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith and Robin Swoboda. Bill and Robin discuss the cold hard facts about today's retirement landscape and give you helpful information and tips on your money. Don't miss Retirement Solutions Sundays on Cleveland's ABC News Channel 5 at noon to learn new strategies and ideas for your retirement. Tune in to Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith and co-host Robin Swoboda Sundays at noon on Cleveland's ABC News Channel 5.
Can you afford to go through another major market cycle like in 2008? Have you made the appropriate portfolio changes to protect yourself from another crash? W.A. Smith Financial Group can show you how to protect your retirement with the Portfolio Stress Test. Call 1-877-51-GUIDE right now to schedule your free portfolio stress test to determine your current risk and loss exposure in the stock market. A $250 value. Take advantage of a free portfolio stress test by calling 1-877-51-GUIDE and let W.A. Smith Financial Group teach you how to protect your hard-earned dollars for retirement. Appointment slots are limited and will go quickly. Call now at 1-877-51-GUIDE and protect your retirement.
You're listening to Retirement Solutions with Jarrett Lang and the author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
All right. Coming down the home stretch once again. Here we are. Boy, these times fly.
Yep.
We do these shows. I still can't believe we're 9 years in, right? And I just thoroughly enjoy doing the shows. A lot of fun. It's hard to corner me down to actually, you know, kind of focus on some of these finite details throughout the week. We got a lot of things going. Got a lot of folks we're consulting with. The market's kept us pretty much on our toes. It's been very volatile throughout 2016. And really just focused on helping people retire is what we do every single day. More importantly, focusing on the things that are most important to you and your finances. And our mission is to ensure that our clients worry more about their life and less about their money. So we know on our side of the table in terms of a plan, what has to happen in order for you to feel that way, in order for you to be able to spend confidently in retirement. And I will ask you, do you want to spend confidently no matter what the markets are doing, no matter what the inflation rate is, no matter who the president of the United States is, no matter what interest rates are, no matter what, you can wake up every day and tell yourself, I'm taking that trip to Disney World with the family. You're not in a position where you say, ooh, no, we can't. Market's down. Interest rates are down.
Not sure we should be doing this.
You know, we feel bad. Let's tighten the belt. Can't do it. If you want to spend confidently, you need to pick up the phone and call us. Let us help you put a plan. I'm not suggesting that our plan's going to be able to, you know, get blood out of a turnip.
There's some wounds we can't heal.
The reality is that we can't help everyone. But, you know, if you're that person who really wants a plan, you're tired of going through the same thing. Maybe you're losing money right now. If you're tired of the volatility, call us.
Yep. Toll free 1-877-51-GUIDE. 877-514-8433. Visit us on the web, wasmithfinancial.com. As we close the show here today, we've got a few more milestones, and we left off talking about Social Security, and the next age...
Might as well keep talking about it.
...is full Social Security age. So you can go at 62 early, or if you're able to, and if you develop a plan around it, you could wait and go at full retirement age.
That's correct. And so what is full retirement age? Well, it depends on the year you were born. So if you were born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age will be 66. Now, every year beyond 54, you pretty much add 2 months.
66 and 2 months, 66 and 4 months.
All the way up to where you get to, if you were born in 1960 or after, then your full retirement age is 67. Now, at 67, you could still take it at 62, but you're going to see a bigger decline between that time frame. So encourage you to really get a second opinion on that, but more importantly, get a plan that really kind of ties it all together.
Well, yeah, and we've talked about this before real quick, but just because you retire at 62 or 63 doesn't mean that if you do it the right way, you can't wait until 66 or 67 to take Social Security. We've used what's called a Social Security bridge income account strategy.
Oh, that's huge. Yeah.
And if you don't know how to do it, then, you know, you might just pull Social Security because you're not sure how to take income. So got to look at it.
You know, you split the difference. Many times we've set up a Social Security bridge where a person says, yeah, I'd like to retire sooner than 66. So, you know, look, we put a plan together, says, hey, let's retire 64. We do a Social Security bridge account, get you through to 66. Now you get your full retirement age benefit. And that can mean an exponential difference in the amount of money over your lifetime. It's a longevity picture. It's a longevity scenario you have to take a look at. But very important, full retirement age. We're talking about maximizing income. But real more importantly, we're talking about the ability to be able to retire and spend confidently without running out of money before you run out of life. Speaking of that, today on News Channel 5 at noon on my money board, I'm going to show you two scenarios on the money board. One where Bob and Mary run out of money before they run out of life, and one where Bob and Mary do not run out of money before they run out of life. What were the differences in the two plans? Tune in to News Channel 5 at noon. Don't miss our money board. If you can't see it, DVR it, watch it, and then give us a call here immediately. Get a second opinion. Very important.
Couple more. Age 70. So you wait beyond full Social Security age, and each year you wait, you get a bump in your Social Security benefit payment. It's guaranteed.
8%.
8% a year all the way up to age 70. There's really no benefit in delaying past age 70 for your Social Security benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for a select few, that's something that you could build into your plan if you're able.
One more, speaking of 70, and this is our last milestone. I think this takes us up to what, 7 now?
Yep.
Is 70 and a half. So when you retain the age of 70 and a half, whether you want to or not, if you have qualified money, these are IRAs, 401ks, anything qualified to be taxed when you take it out, at 70 and a half, you now have to start taking money out and paying tax on it, whether you want to or not. So there's three strategies to do with at 70 and a half. Again, what is your plan for yours? We've shown many people how to put a plan together on how what that money and how that money should be funneled. And very importantly, you know, the bottom line is, that distribution, it can really help you, I want to say, put the icing on the cake to a plan. Do you want to die and leave a bunch of taxes to your heirs? Or do you want that tax bill paid? There's several ways to do it. You're either going to spend it, you're going to save it, or you're going to leverage it. You need a plan. You got to look at it. 70 and a half is our last one. We have a few that we want to quickly get through. Now, these items here, these are events. These are things that will derail your financial plan. The first one is going to be death. Dying, losing a pension. How about remarriage? Blended families, dying and having money go to who you didn't want it to go to.
Yep.
Divorce. How about job loss? Jarrett, you talked about this earlier. Job loss coupled with some of these other strategies have really saved some people.
Yep. Forced early retirement as job loss too.
One that sometimes gets overlooked are college expenses. You know, if you're younger and you have a college expense, that could be a huge component that you may or may not be thinking about. Disability for the young and disability for the old. That's very simple. It's either you become disabled where you can't work and have income come in, or when you're older, you become disabled. What does that mean? That means you need long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
You need help doing activities of daily living, right? So eating, bathing, maintaining continence. What is your plan to protect it? Because all of these things can get in the way of a successful plan. But now is the time, folks. We've been talking a lot today. Give us a call. Let's get a second opinion. And really tune into the TV show today at noon.
Call us today, toll-free, 877-51-GUIDE. That's 1-877-514-8433. Visit us on the web, wasmithfinancial.com. And give us a call today. Let us know. I want to talk to Bill. I want to talk to Jarrett. Schedule your appointment. Come in and see us. We're out of time. With that, my name is Jarrett Lang.
And I'm Bill Smith. We'll talk to all of you next week right here on Retirement Solutions.